everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, yesterday we started talking about staying at hostels.
Yes, we talked about some of the things you should do to prepare for your stay there.
For instance, you should book the room before you go.
没错，要先预定房间。You can do this by calling the hostel and telling them what dates you want to stay there. 也就是你要待在那边的日期。
That's right. You tell them the days you want to check in and check out.
You also have to tell them how many people will be with you so you can get the right room with enough beds. Hello, I want to book a room for 2, 3, 4 or more.
That's right. And if you have a coupon to get a cheaper price, you should tell them about it.
饭店人员会告诉你什么时候要出示你的 coupon, 折价券。
Today, we're going to find out more about Elizabeth and Maggie's stay at the Park City Inn. Let's get to it now.
Taking a vacation.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can see at a hostel.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
In Hostel ReceptionistStandard twin room. Standard double room. Quadruple. Lounge. Shower room. Laundry room.
Wow! Look at the size of our room! There's free Wi-Fi too! I'll look on the internet for restaurants in the area.
After we eat, could we come back and rest for a while?
Sure. I want to make myself a cup of coffee in the kitchen. I'm also a little tired.
Maybe we'll meet some people in the lounge.
I hope so.It'll be fun to make some new friends.
Does the inn serve food?
They don't serve lunch or dinner. But they have free breakfast.
That's so convenient. Let's eat here tomorrow morning.
Sure, now let's go out and get something to eat.
Tired. Tired. Molly was very tired So she went to bed at 8 p.m. Molly was very tired, so she went to bed at 8 p.m. Meet. 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 Met. Met. It was really nice to meet Joe. He is a nice guy.It was really nice to meet Joe. He is a nice guy. Breakfast. Breakfast. Kelsey had toast and jam for breakfast this morning. Kelsey had toast and jam for breakfast this morning. Convenient. Convenient.It is convenient to live so close to the MRT station. It is convenient to live so close to the MRT station.
Maggie begins today's conversation. She says, Wow, look at the size of our room!
哇，今天 Elizabeth 跟 Maggie 已经入住这间旅馆了。Maggie 就说，哇，你看我们的房间有多大。
Now, it must be a big room.
Yes.
I think that's why she's excited. Now, here's another great thing about the room, too. Elizabeth tells us what it is. She says, there's free Wi-Fi, too.
Elizabeth 接着说了，还有免费的 Wi-Fi 耶。
Okay, now this is good news because Elizabeth is going to use the Wi-Fi to do something. She also tells us, I'll look on the internet for restaurants in the area.
Elizabeth 接着说了，我要来上网找找看这个区域的餐厅。
So the area is the place near the hostel. That means they can walk because the places they are looking for are nearby.
That's right, area 是地区区域。在这个 area 之内的餐厅呢，其实他们走路就可以到了。
Well, it's a good thing they're looking in the area because Maggie then says, after we eat, could we come back and rest for a while?
Maggie 接着问了，那我们吃饱之后可不可以回来休息一下？ I think Maggie must be tired.
I think so too. And it's a good idea. I bet their room is comfortable.Elizabeth thinks this is a good idea, too. She says, Sure, I want to make myself a cup of coffee in the kitchen.
Elizabeth 接着说了，当然，我想要在厨房自己泡杯咖啡。How nice, but the kitchen is not in their room, right?
No, hostels often have kitchen areas where you can cook food or keep food in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Now they will have coffee and tea for their guests too. You can find all of the dishes that you need in these kitchens as well.
因为他们住的是 hostel 青年旅社，所以呢，厨房是共用的。但是里面提供的东西可不比一般的饭店少，咖啡当然有。
Now there's a reason Elizabeth wants to make some coffee. She also says...I'm also a little tired.
Oh, so both of them are tired.、
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth 就说了要泡杯咖啡来喝的原因是啊，我有一点累。
Okay, people love to drink coffee when they feel tired. Tired is an adjective, and it's spelled T-I-R-E-D, tired. Let's learn more about it now. When you feel tired, you feel like you need to rest or sleep.I'm always tired after a long day at work, or if I do a lot of exercise. Here's an example sentence with tired. Molly was very tired, so she went to bed at 8 p.m. One more time. Molly was very tired, so she went to bed at 8 p.m.
文章当中呢，我们的 Elizabeth 跟 Maggie 都很累。They are tired. Tired 就是形容词，感到疲倦的。例句说呢 ，Molly 非常疲惫，所以她在晚间八点的时候就上床睡觉。
That is very early to go to bed.
That is.
Okay, Maggie has an idea for something they can do while they're resting. She says, maybe we'll meet some people in the lounge.
也许我们会在交谊厅里面遇见一些人。
So,They might meet some people in the lounge, which is the place that Elsie is going to tell us about next.
Yes.
Okay?
所以在 hostel 里面呢还有一个特色就是会有一个 lounge, 交易厅。来自世界各国的人们呢可以在那边认识啦聊天。The hostel I stayed at, in Montreal、mm-hmm. not only had a lounge,、mm-hmm. but you know what?It had a bar in the basement as well. Guests could go there to hang out too.
Nice. Mm. Okay, well, what are some other rooms that you see in the hostel? I know that sometimes you have to share a bathroom, right?
Yes, you have to share a bathroom. You have to share the toilet.
And the showers.
The shower, yeah, of、mm-hmm. course. And also the kitchen we just talked about.
Right. And what about if you have a lot of dirty clothes?
Oh, you go to the...Laundry room?
That's right.
Yeah.
So hostels also have laundry rooms.
所以你可以去跟人家一起共用洗衣机洗你脏掉的衣服。
Okay, now let's talk about the word meet that we saw in that sentence. Meet is a verb and it's spelled M-E-E-T, meet. When you meet someone, you see and talk to them for the first time. You can meet them by yourself,Or someone else can help you meet another person. As an example, we could say, It was really nice to meet Joe. He is a nice guy. Let's say that one more time. It was really nice to meet Joe. He is a nice guy.
Meet 是相遇、遇见的意思。例句说呢，真高兴能认识 Joe， 他是一个很好的人。所以我们如果跟人家初次见面的时候，我们都知道要说It's very nice to meet you,、mm-hmm. right? And you would say...
You too.
Right.、
Mm-hmm. Do you like to meet new people, Elsie?
Yes, I do. I like to meet new people. I like to know their stories.、Mm-hmm. I like to talk to them. And、mm-hmm. you?
I like to make new friends.、
Yeah.
I think meeting people is fun. Okay, Elizabeth likes this idea. She says, I hope so. It'll be fun to make some new friends.
Elizabeth 就说了，我也希望交些新朋友一定很好玩。我们说交朋友用的动词呢是 make a friend.、
Mm-hmm. Now when Elizabeth says, I hope so, she's saying that she hopes they can meet some people, right?
Yes, so 这个字呢代表的是这样的情况。什么情况？也就是认识新朋友。
Okay, Maggie's got a good question about the hostel. She asks,Does the inn serve food?
Maggie 接着问啦，那这个旅馆有供应食物吗？我们现在呢，先到 Magic Box 里头，听讲师讲解助动词 do 和 does 的差别。
Magic Box 找亮点。
哎，不准说我胆小，我可是未来要发明机器猫的伟人。大雄是耶，大家学英文的一段时间了，肯定呢知道我们英文里面有动词、名词、形容词。那你知道英文里面有分疑问句和肯定句吗？例如呢 ，How are you？ 你好吗？这就是一个问句。I am good， 我很好，这就是一个肯定句。如果不好的 ，I am not good。OK， 加上 not， 它就变成否定句了。除了用疑问句呢，例如 how、what 来造句之外呢，你也可以知道可以把 be 动词倒装哦。Are you listening? 你在听吗？我们呢就是把 are 提到句首倒装，就变成疑问句咯。但是呢，假如说我们今天呢不是用 be 动词，而是用一般动词，我们该怎么造句呢？难道呢你要把一般动词移到句首吗 ？No， 这时候呢就要请出助动词来帮忙咯。助动词顾名思义呢，就是要帮助一般动词的动词哦。今天呢就要带大家一起来认识最常用到的 do do 咯。用法呢非常简单，我们呢就把 do 放在句首，它呢就变成一个疑问句。Do you like eating dorayaki? Do you like eating dorayaki? 你喜欢吃铜锣烧吗？注意几个地方哦。首先呢，跟 be 动词一样，助动词呢也会依人称有不同的变化咯。第一、第二人称以及复数呢，我们使用 do。而当呢第三人称单数哦，例如呢胖虎或者是呢 he、she、it， 注意到呢我们 do 就要变成 does。第二个要注意的东西呢，是当我们句子里面出现助动词的时候，我们一般动词呢会自动变回原形动词，要特别注意这两点咯。 我们呢现在知道疑问词这样讲，那回答的时候要怎么回答呢？I don't like eating dorayaki. 我不喜欢吃。OK, 我们呢就在助动词 do 后面呢加上 not. Do not 或者是呢 does not, 这个呢就是否定的用法。当然呢你也可以使用缩写了，例如呢 don't, do not 变成 don't, 变成 don 一撇 t, 或者是呢 does not 变成doesn't, OK, D-O-E-S-N, 一撇 T, OK, 这些呢都是一样否定的用法。我们举个例子咯， He doesn't like eating dorayaki because it's too sweet for him. 他不喜欢吃铜锣烧，因为对他来说呢太甜了， OK, 所以呢助动词的用法就是这样子用咯。
Now we also saw the verb serve in that sentence.
Serve 这个动词呢是提供、供应或者是服务、服侍的意思。文章中啊指的是供应。如果是有供应早餐的饭店或旅馆，他们会告诉你 breakfast is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every morning, 也就是早餐从早上六点钟开始供应到十点，因为里面会是被动的用法 is served.
Okay, so she wants to know, Maggie wants to know if she can buy food at the hostel. Now, Elizabeth has an answer for her. She says, they don't serve lunch or dinner, but they have free breakfast.
他们啊，原来没有供应午餐或晚餐，不过呢，他们有免费的早餐。
Cool. Many hostels include free breakfast in the price.Let's talk more about this word breakfast, which is a noun. It's spelled B-R-E-A-K-F-A-S-T, breakfast. Breakfast is the meal or food that you eat in the morning or after you wake up. A hostel breakfast will usually include some toast with butter, some jam and some peanut butter, or some cereal with milk. As an example, we could say,Kelsey had toast and jam for breakfast this morning. One more time. Kelsey had toast and jam for breakfast this morning.
Breakfast, 早餐。例句说呢 ,Kelsey 今天早上吃了吐司配果酱当做早餐。那午餐 ,lunch, 晚餐可以说 dinner, 或是英式的说法是 supper。那我们还有吃早午餐对不对，早午餐呢就是从 breakfast 取出 br 这两个字母加上 lunch 里面的 unch, brunch 就是早午餐的意思。那宵夜呢其实它是台湾人特有的饮食习惯。英文里面呢我们会说 late night snacks, 字义上面是深夜的点心。
I think my favorite meal of the day is brunch. I like to eat brunch on the weekends.
I think mine is late night snacks.
Oh!
宵夜。
Now the hostel's breakfast will save Maggie and Elizabeth some time and money in the morning. Here, Maggie says, that's so convenient.Let's eat here tomorrow morning.
那真方便，我们明天早上来吃。
Now, Maggie used the word convenient. This is an adjective, and it's spelled C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T, convenient. Let's find out more about it now. Something that's convenient means that it helps you in some way. It could help you save time,For example, we call 7-Eleven and Family Mart convenience stores because they are convenient. It's quick and easy to get something to eat or drink there. You don't have to wait a long time in a restaurant. As an example, we could say, it is convenient to live so close to the MRT station. Let's say that one more time.It is convenient to live so close to the MRT station.
Convenient 这个形容词代表的是方便的。例句说呢，住在离捷运站很近的地方非常方便。那便利商店怎么说呢？Convenience store. 同学们有没有发现呢、啊、我们用的是 convenience, 字尾变成 CE 结尾了，它是名词的形式。
Well, it's time for Elizabeth and Maggie to start exploring Taipei. Elizabeth says, sure, Now let's go out and get something to eat.
Elizabeth 这边就说了，没问题，那现在我们出去，然后找点东西吃吧。
Now, that's all the time we've got for our hostel article today, but I do want to say one interesting thing.
What is
it? Not many people know about me. I wanted to open my own hostel.
Erin 老师想要开自己的青年旅社。But I want to check in first.
If I do, I will make sure that I tell you and I'll give you a coupon.
Yeah, 我有折价券。How nice.
Well, that's all the time we've got. I hope you guys learned about something about hostels. I know that we did. And now we're going to finish up by going to today's review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome to review time. We're going to play 20 questions again today, but this time...I'm going to ask Elsie the yes and no questions.
And I will think of a word in my mind.
Okay. Are you ready, Elsie?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. My first question is it something you can eat?
是不是可以吃的东西? No, it is not.
Okay. Is it a long word?
Is it a long word? 是不是长的字哦? Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh. Is it two words?
Is it two words? You mean if it's a phrase? 是不是片语两个字呢? No, it's not.
Okay. I think I know the word. Let me ask one more question. Mm-hmm. Is it an adjective?
是不是形容词? Yes, it is.
Is it convenient?
Yes, it is convenient. You guessed it only by using four questions.
Very good. All right. Okay, I have one. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to think of the word or I think of the word?
I'm going to ask the questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Okay. Is it a place?
Is it a place? 是不是一个地方? No, it is not a place.
Okay. Is it a verb?
是不是动词? No, it is not a verb.
Okay. Is it something you can eat?
是不是可以吃的? No, it is not.
Okay. Does it start with the letter T?
是不是 T 这个字母开头的? Yes, it does.
Is it tired?
Yes, it is tired.
Okay.
疲倦的。
Well,
good job, Erin.
I got the answers. I know that you guys can get the answers too. Why don't you play with your friends? Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's A Plus English article. So, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Taking a vacation.
In, hostel, receptionist, standard twin room, standard double room, quadruple, lounge, shower room, laundry room.
Wow, look at the size of our room. There's free Wi-Fi too. I'll look on the internet for restaurants in the area.
After we eat,Could we come back and rest for a while?
Sure. I want to make myself a cup of coffee in the kitchen. I'm also a little tired.
Maybe we'll meet some people in the lounge.
I hope so. It'll be fun to make some new friends.
Does the inn serve food?
They don't serve lunch or dinner, but they have free breakfast.
That's so convenient. Let's eat here tomorrow morning.
Sure. Now, let's go out and get something to eat.
Tired. Tired. Molly was very tired, so she went to bed at 8 p.m. Molly was very tired,So she went to bed at 8 p.m. Meet. meet, meet, met, met. It was really nice to meet Joe. He is a nice guy. It was really nice to meet Joe. He is a nice guy. Breakfast, breakfast. Kelsey had toast and jam for breakfast this morning. Kelsey had toast and jam for breakfast this morning. Convenient, convenient. It is convenient to live so close to the MRT station. It is convenient to live so close to the MRT station.